Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf arrives in Moscow Tuesday for 3 days of talks aimed at strengthening bilateral relations, challenged most recently by Russia's weapons sales to India, Pakistan's longtime enemy. In addition to their political discussions, General Musharraf and President Vladimir Putin are expected to sign a number of economic and defense agreements. It has been more than 30 years since a Pakistani leader has traveled to Moscow, and President Musharraf hopes the visit will go a long way toward beginning a new era of warmer relations between his country and Russia. In an interview that appeared Tuesday in Russia's Izvestia newspaper, General Musharraf said he planned to discuss with President Putin why relations between Islamabad and Moscow were not, as he put it, as close as he would like them to be. Tensions between Russia and Pakistan date back to the 1980s, when troops of the former Soviet Union occupied Afghanistan in a war that would drag on for years. Throughout the war, Pakistan supported rebels fighting the Soviet troops, putting the two nations at odds. In the Izvestia interview, General Musharraf stressed that he did not want his country's relations with Russia to be linked to Moscow's ties with other nations like Afghanistan or India. General Musharraf's visit to Moscow comes less than 3 weeks after India announced the signing of a new military protocol with Russia, its main weapons supplier. Among other things, the agreement calls for India and Russia to jointly develop an advanced fighter jet and supersonic cruise missiles. General Musharraf, who meets with President Putin on Wednesday, says he hopes to secure accords with Moscow on trade and energy exploration. An agreement also is likely to be reached to restructure Pakistan's debt to Russia and the terms of its repayment. The Pakistani leader is also expected to try to allay Moscow's concerns over the safety of Pakistan's nuclear arsenals from terrorists. Meanwhile, officials in Moscow say they are looking to secure cooperation in aerospace, especially the launch of Pakistani satellites aboard Russian rockets. During their talks, General Musharraf and President Putin also are expected to discuss the Himalayan territory of Kashmir, over which Pakistan and India have fought two wars. In the Izvestia interview, General Musharraf also noted that Pakistan would remain neutral in the event of a U.S.-led military operation against Iraq, and he mirrored Russia's stance that force should only be used after securing approval from the United Nations Security Council. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.